Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
First summer job. What was your first job? Amy, what was your first job?
I was trying to think. I know I babysat three kids. That's where I got the, when the girl told me my head was shaped like a potato.
You ghost, bud.
Yeah. but I also worked in my mom's office, and I feel like that came first. I used to like file, you know, and do stuff like that. And I can't remember which one came first. I think the office gig came first.
Chase, first job, first summer job?
Well, I helped my dad in his reupholstery shop most of the time over the summer.
Ooh.
Which, come to think of it, he paid me well for what I did. Kind of wish I had that opportunity again.
And let's face it, you really weren't doing that much.
No, I was not. No.
Isn't that funny when you're a kid and you're like, man, this isn't anything. I deserve more money. Then you get out and you're like, oh, no, this is what everybody else is getting paid in real life.
Bank.
Yeah.
But you know what? What's really worth, though, it was time spent with dad and dad time spent with you.
Yeah.
And then,
best time ever.
And then after that, I worked at a refrigeration company here in Greensboro. Yeah.
Dale, what was your first job? Building the pyramids?
Right here.
After we finished those,
yeah.
We opened a grocery store and I worked there.
Wow.
Yeah, that was my first job, was working at a grocery store. Let me tell you something. It is, I remember, and it was made more apparent to me as I got older, what an eye-opener it was for me to work with the public, directly with the public like that, to find out what people are really like and how they treat other people. I almost think that every single person in their team should have a job working with the public somehow.
I think everybody should start, just be a server.
Yeah.
You, in order to get into any workforce, you have to spend a year being a server. That should be the new, I don't care about your college degree.
I've never done that, but I certainly appreciate what those people must go through.
Yeah, probably the same thing. Did you have any, were you at like a small town grocery store? Or,
yes.
So did you get some regulars that came in? Were they the stereotypical, like there's like one, there's always one like grumpy old person.
Mr. Johnson or something. Yeah.
Well, the one that I remember the most was a judge who would come in there all the time. And, you know, I remember he always had a pipe with him. He was a pipe smoking judge. Very nice guy.
Worked as a gavel.
And he was the judge on a case that I had. I was stopped in a road check. The Virginia State Police were famous for these road checks. You pop around a curve, and there'd be four or five troopers standing there waiting to check your license, your insurance, check your tires, your exhaust, that kind of thing. So anyway, they thought my exhausts were too loud on my car.
Oh.
And the trooper,
IROC,
who I also knew, gave me a ticket for, you know, I think it was improper equipment is what they wrote me for.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to court, and when I walked into the courtroom, there's the judge that I bagged his groceries 1,000 times.
Really? Thank God.
So it comes my turn, and we did our thing, and this was right before lunch, and the judge goes, "Listen, I know the boy. I see him all the time at the grocery store." He says, looks at his watch. He says, "I'll tell you what I'm going to do. At lunchtime, I'm going to go out in the parking lot and listen to his car, and I'm going to see if I think it's too loud or not." Sure enough, they break for lunch. We all go out to my car. I start it up. He's got his pipe. He's got his arms crossed like that. He's got his pipe out there, and he listens to the car, and he goes, "Nah."
Nice.
He's good.
Nice.
You know, and
was part of you like, please let this be a quiet round?
Yeah, I was. But he just, you know, I didn't think they were too loud either.
You shouldn't even turn it on and say it's hybrid. Sorry.
So that was my first job at a grocery store. But I thought I learned so much during the time I worked at the grocery store. And then shortly after that, I got a job at a radio station. And I worked both jobs there for a while because I was saving them. Because I started working when I was 14. That's another question. How old were you when you started working?
Didn't we kind of all do the work in radio and then have another side gig going on?
Probably. I mean, I know I did. I did the grocery store and the radio station.
I drove the buses at ECU. Amy, did you do anything like that?
I had a gig at my community college radio station, and yeah.
You were a partier. We got it.
I don't remember.
Exactly.
I feel like I had another go.
She was out there reveling. First job.
Yeah.
Story about your first job. How old were you? Post it up on social media or call us at 680-WOLF. It's the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I was calling to make the comment about your first job.
Yes.
Well, my first job was Mountaineer Bowling Lane. I worked in the restaurant. And my grandmother was the cook.
Well, that sounds like a good time spent with your grandma, though.
Yeah.
How old were you?
I was 13 years old. I had to get a worker's permit back then. Yep. And they said then 13, 15 hours a week. I probably worked 30.
How old are you now?
I am 59.
We were talking off the air, and I said, sometimes this feels like so far away. It's like it's another lifetime. Do you have that feeling about that job?
I sure do, but I can remember it like it was yesterday. I had the best time.
What's your name?
My name is Sharon.
First job, first summer job. How was it? What was your first summer job? 680-WOLF.
I worked in a restaurant on Stratford Road, no longer there. It's called Sister's Chicken and Biscuits.
Sounds good.
And I ran the patch. Yeah, I ran. It was kind of like Bojangles. We served about the same kind of thing. But I did the register. I worked the dining room because we've been out the dining room, refilled drinks, that type of thing. Did salad bar. So I did a little bit of everything in the whole restaurant. That was my first paying job.
Did you get a free meal?
Well, yeah, we would get free meals. And we got coupons a lot of times for our family and friends. So. But we dealt a lot with Wake Forest students. And catered to Wake Forest students.
When I lived in Greenville, South Carolina, I was a server at O'Charley's, and we used to get a free meal. And let me tell you, I lived off their sweet rolls. I'm like, I don't need the meal. I just need dozens of sweet rolls, please. Mm. That's all I want to serve up on.
Just need that bread.
Yeah. Thank you for checking in this morning.
All right, thank you. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, while Sister's Chicken and Biscuits sounds delicious.
Yeah.
I hate driving on Stratford Road. Here I go on Winston again. I'm not picking on you. Just one of those places where it's just driving is just maddening. But I will say this, speaking of Stratford Road, I wish there was a Hero House here in Greensboro. I love Hero House. So do you.
Yeah.
Great onion rings. They need to bring that thing here. I talked to him about it. I'm not afraid. I'll bitch.
I know.
Who's the manager? Are you the manager? I'm going to talk to you.
They're like, oh gosh, here they go. They're going to complain.
I'm not complaining about my sandwich. I like it. I wish you had one closer to me.
I like that you just offer your compliments in an angry voice.
Yeah.
I love it here. Can you put one closer to me?
Because I don't like driving on Stratford Road.
Yeah. The manager's like, I'm not the owner. I don't care.
Here's your worst driving nightmare scenario, Winston-Salem. Stratford Road, the day after Thanksgiving.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.